Welcome to the show. Happy Thursday, hour number one. We thank you so much for tuning in. Kentucky coach John Calipari will join us at 1:30. We encourage you to stick around for that. We'll dig into a lot of free agency talk. We centered our conversations yesterday around the Sacramento Kings. Today, we take a more league-wide approach as free agency kicks off. Well, I guess nine hours.
Woo-hoo! Someone can sign, technically, right?
Well, they can't sign.
I mean,
they can agree to sign.
They can agree to terms. Yeah.
So at 9:02.
But they haven't been talking at this
point.
No,
not at all. That would be illegal. That's Jason Ross. That is Ken Rudolph. I'm Damian Barling. That was the Oakland A's.
They just need to play the Giants. They haven't been very good this year, but the best of the A's plays the Giants.
Well, let's just acknowledge, first of all, that the Giants were bordering on comical last night for about 4.5
minutes. Probably their worst game they've played.
To watch Jake Peavy lose his mind on the mound was as entertaining as anything as
I've
seen.
He's like, what happened there? He's like, what just happened?
That's not what he said.
No, one time he's like, what just happened?
There may have been some colorful language mixed in with what happened.
He's always hot, but then you turn it up a little bit with all those errors.
Blew a gasket.
Yeah, is it really his fault, though? Because there were guys out there playing that had not played together before.
They were a mess.
Like, Mac Williamson's over there in right, and Pena, they hadn't played together before.
Yeah, they moved the guy to third. They were all over.
Pagan is probably one of their weaker outfielders. Yeah. Everyone knew that last year, which is why they went out and got Denard Span to shore up the outfield. Man, who had the worst night, Peavy or Pagan? Or was it Mac Williamson?
I just think the Giants
defense. Bruce
Bochy. Yeah.
My vote goes to Bochy. Yeah.
The home run bounces out of his glove and over the fence, like the third error he's made out there in the outfield that cost. Then he comes in.
Runs in the
was bases
baseman.
Loaded? Wasn't bases loaded? He's into the double play to end the inning. Mm-hmm. It's like the worst inning.
Yeah.
Like, dude, go in the clubhouse.
I know you're just dying to jump in on this. You're welcome to.
No, I'm glad you mentioned the double play, too, because that was my highlight of the game. When Giants come back, load the bases, I'm like, oh, crap. Well, here we go. We're just going to give it up. And then Manea gets the double play, and he's fired up. He's coming off the mound just throwing his glove everywhere. It's great. I love it. Yay. Play the Giants more.
If you know that young Matthew actually plays for the Oakland A's, so I keep saying we were going to blow it right there.
Yeah. I'm a single A baller.
There you go. Attaboy.
And if they win today, get the sweep and beat Bumgarner, A's fans need – I mean, they already should puff their chest out now, but that would be
– that's
the
your
Giants
World
are a better team. Yes. But if you sweep them out, you don't have to apologize to anybody for that.
That's your World Series.
That's an Oakland parade.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where they're acknowledging, we're going to march our pitcher out there because our entire lineup can't hit.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get a boost to our batting lineup from our starting pitcher.
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The Giants had been hitting over 300 during the course of the first three games. It's just they were giving up all – they would get, seven runs? Seems like seven runs a game on an average?
Eight, then 13, then seven.
Then
seven. They're a mess.
Woo.
Yeah.
They got this just coming through right now, Dallas Cowboy Rolando McClain suspended 10 games for violating the NFL substance abuse policy.
He's not the only one. Nope. Who's the individual with the Jets suspended as well?
Yeah.
But he violated the conduct, personal conduct clause in your contract.
Well, there's also a guy who's not even on a team who's been suspended four games, Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
He is suspended four games the second he signs, and the moment he signs, the NFL will launch an investigation into the domestic violence thing, which could get him an additional six games.
Well, he's sobering up Friday, though.
Yeah,
so
Friday.
Okay.
Free agency starts.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel's going sober.
Cold turkey.
Find one person who's ever had an addiction that's set a start date and it's actually worked. I'll start Monday, people.
I don't think there's one on the planet. I really don't think so.
And you
that's
know what
why it's called an addiction.
And you know what happens? You screw up Friday and you go, I'll just start next Friday.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Or Monday. He's like, you know what? Nobody does anything on Friday. We'll start Monday.
Well, but Monday's the 4th of July.
Oh, then you're okay.
So you
got to
start next Monday.
Well, then you go Tuesday.
Well, no one starts anything
on
a Tuesday.
If it's first day back to work,
you can't do it on hump day. So you start
first. January 1st.
Let's start the new year.
Yeah.
Let's start the year off right.
That's when everybody starts.
That's when things really happen.
2017, 18, 19, I don't know when.
I mean, we make light of it, but it's sad to see a young man going down this path where he doesn't seem to have, not only does he not recognize it, even if he did, he doesn't seem to care.
And that's why we make light of it.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't give a crap, why do we? Why do we care if this rich boy throws his entire life away?
Yeah. As someone was asking me today, one of our producers at Good Day was like, how does he get money? I was like, well, he was already rich, and then he won the Heisman Trophy. I'm like, then you get signed in the first round, you get a decent bonus, and he did play 2 years, so you get that 2 years of salary. I'm like, so in his mind, he's good.
Yeah.
And he had money before that. God knows how much money he got from Texas A&M and those guys.
Well, you're right, though, guys. It's the people that try. Like, I really felt for Josh Hamilton, who had major demons, got exercised him, was clean for years, and then had a slip-up. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But you see that he made the effort, though. You see that he made the effort.
So then you root for people like that. Where, I mean, I want Johnny for his own life to be – I don't know him, but that'd be great. It'd be a great recovery story, but is he trying?
I don't think he's even trying.
Yeah.
We can't care more than he does.
Right.
That's a good point.
Perfect way to say it.
You sound like a counselor.
I know.
Well.
You got something you want to share with us?
I've been to a couple.
Hey, that's all right. Yep. That's okay.
Another story. We mentioned A's Giants. The Giants, still, a couple days ago, they were going to be the first team to 50 wins.
How's that working out?
It's not so good. There's about eight teams now that have 50 wins. They've all passed up the Giants. Your stat of the day, so many sports talk radio shows love to do those. The Cavs and the Indians lost a combined one game in the month of June. The Cleveland Indians have won their last 12 games. They're 47-30.
So who was the team that lost the game? The Cavs?
The Cavs, game four.
Game four. That was in June, that's right. That's awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
But I don't think anyone is seriously considering that the Indians will still be around in October.
Why not?
You think it's
a run of championships.
This is it.
That's why
the Browns.
On the Browns.
So then,
put your money on the Browns right now.
RG3 is going to make everything happen.
Biggest redemption story.
And then everyone's going to say, this could have been you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he'll come back to lead it.
Now there's a redemption story.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Super Bowl run led by Johnny Manziel.
Somebody call Hollywood.
Yes.
Get this made.
Yeah, draft day two.
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
Which was based in?
Cleveland.
There we go.
Everything is based in Cleveland.
Pretty much. Except the center of the free agency universe, because Cleveland doesn't have any money to do anything.
Yeah.
They can't do anything. Their team is going to look pretty much exactly the same.
They're going to get.
They got, well, yeah. LeBron's not going anywhere. He'll get his. I think we determined, and we had to do a significant amount of research to figure this out. $27.5 million is what he'll get if he signs another one-year deal.
Yeah.
Which we fully expect him to do, because after he does that, and this is where it gets insane, J. Ross, you pointed this out, he'll go from $27.5 million this year to...
I think it's 36 is what he's available for next year, with the money going up and where he is in years and all that stuff. But just the
incredible
27 as a baseline, it's crazy salary, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Harrison Barnes is going to get 22. Is that weird to anybody that that's the gap of the best player in the world, wherever you rank him, first, second, third? The guy that just won a championship and has won three, and Harrison Barnes is likely going to get 22.
Hassan Whiteside made less than $1 million
next year.
And
he might get that.
He's going to get a $22 million pay raise.
It's ridiculous. See, here's my thing. I know the money's out there, and I understand that. I don't understand this mentality. You know in your heart that you're not worth that. So that's the thing I've never understood about these players. I know the money's out there, and they're offering it to you.
Yeah.
But you got to know in your heart, Hassan Whiteside, you're not a $22 million a year player.
You think he gives a crap?
Well, here's the thing. Once you take that money and you know in your heart you're not that player, you're going to crumble because the pressure is going to be immense.
And
if you don't think in your heart that you're actually that player, it's going to show. You're not going to be able to stand up to that. And then you're just going to be ridiculed. You're going to be Antoine Walker.
And you're going to be $22 million
richer.
You're
going to be Antoine Walker.
You're going to throw the money.
Oh, $108 million.
Antoine Walker's like the poster child for idiocy.
I'm just saying he's not the only one, right?
Sure, he's not the only one.
I know what you're saying because I think you're right, but I think if we go back to human nature and ego, let's take Good Day, Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
And you've worked there. You've established you're one of the main pieces there. Someone else comes in and gets whatever equivalent more than you. Aren't you going, wait a minute, when's mine? When's my turn? When am I getting to that more? Or, in fact, when am I getting more than them?
Well, yeah, but if I'm Hassan Whiteside, I'm like, I'll tell you, when I came to this...
What are you going to say? All right, look.
No, let me tell
you. I could probably give you $8 million worth.
When I came to this particular city, I took a pay cut because okay. L.A. money and Sacramento money yeah. is different.
Different cost of living.
Right? So I knew that coming in, but I also felt like if I worked hard the first 3 years, I would get another contract, and that right. would bump me back up to where I needed to be. That's what happened. My mentality is come in and prove yourself. I came in 3 years at a discounted okay. rate, proved myself in my opinion. I'm like, I'll prove to you that I'm worth more.
But how about the next time your contract is up, and if someone's contract has come up before yours and you hear, wow, they made that much more? Okay, that's my, there's my target because I found out they made whatever $1,000 right. more. It's like, okay, that's where I'm going to begin.
Yeah, I could see that. But that's, Hassan Whiteside hasn't been, along, hasn't I know been around long enough to even say, okay, I'm worth that. You played one good year. One good year.
That's all it takes. But it was the right year to play.
Just like Harrison Barnes isn't worth it, but if he gets it, if I'm Hassan Whiteside, I'm like, okay.
The league dictates. I know. Not the player, not the talent, the league.
I'd be more inclined to say, okay, Harrison Barnes, all right, you're on a championship team. Mm. Okay.
Need dictates. I do want to read this. As a former addict, nearly 6 years clean, part of me feels for Johnny, but his comments about starting Friday tell me unequivocally that he is not ready.
That's what you're
just
better.
Saying. You're just yeah. saying, has there ever been a person like that that has been able to say, okay, Friday, that's a wrap?
We have gone over this free agency list just exhaustively. We are going to place players on the teams that we see fit, and we've made some realizations with the Sacramento Kings. Mm. I'm gonna do a 180, as they say, and we'll explain here during this first hour of the Lowdown. It's 12:18, time for the Jacuzzi 60th anniversary sale of at Jacuzzi of Sacramento. Call 315-TUBS. Kentucky coach John Calipari joins us at 1:30. Stick around for that. Chris here on the text line says, commodities are worth what someone is willing to pay them.
Yep.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of this free agency, and we'll share some of the sad realizations that we have come to as we go through this free agency list. As we look at some of these top names, can we agree we know LeBron James is staying in Cleveland? Does anyone think Andre Drummond is leaving Detroit? Does anyone think Detroit will let Andre Drummond get away?
I don't think they will.
No.
Okay. So he'll get his max deal, almost certainly his max deal. So let's start with Kevin Durant. That's the big fish,
yes.
right? What is the best place mutual as we go through this conversation? We look at what's the best place for the player and what makes the most sense for the team. For Kevin Durant, where do you think the best landing spot for him and the team that he goes to is?
I'm going to still rank OKC number one. I think there's some draw in re-signing on a one-year, doing this again next summer, giving OKC even more opportunities to get the team exactly how they want, potential earnings even in another year like LeBron has too.
Now, I want to jump on that
yeah.
before you veer too far away from Oklahoma City, because there was a report this morning now that OKC wants to work some Miami Heat-style cap movement magic here at the last minute and try to free up some space to get Al Horford.
And keep Durant.
And keep, of course.
Yeah.
Everything you assume, Durant's there. They want to make a move to get Al Horford.
Even more enticing. Trade was good. Westbrook still got a year. I just think a lot of that makes sense.
You end up losing Cantor. You won't match Deion Waiters.
Yeah.
You'll lose a few pieces that probably don't mean a lot to you in the first place.
Like Foy, maybe? Or do you keep him? They keep him?
Yeah, it could be someone like that.
I think
I
actually think he's free. Okay. He might be free. And if he's a restricted free agent, I assume.
Yeah.
You let him walk. They have a couple of guys that they could waive, small pieces that they could move. The biggest one is Cantor would be gone. They wouldn't be able to bring back Deion Waiters, which I assume they're not going to do anyways. But you would have Oladipo, Westbrook, Horford, and Adams.
And Durant.
And then, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, Horford's huge because it's a low post presence that can score.
Yes.
They don't have any scoring low post presence at all.
Yeah.
And that changes things. I think that's interesting.
Is there another team, Ken, outside of Oklahoma City that you like for Kevin Durant?
Boston.
Okay.
Boston all day.
That was always the other one that I thought made sense.
Yeah.
Was Boston. They're young. They're in the East. Much more winnable.
They just need
easier path to the finals. You got to beat Cleveland. Essentially, that's what you feel you're looking at right now.
That becomes his team too, I think, clearly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I mean, Isaiah's fantastic, but they really need a reliable scoring option because he doesn't have anyone really to go
to. He's a number one.
He's the number one. Yeah. He has no one to really defer to that he can rely on.
Yeah, the other team I would say that's a fit.
And I love this one that you're about to say.
Just on fit. I don't think it's happening, but the Clippers. It makes a lot of sense because the big is Jordan. Mm-hmm. He doesn't demand shots. Blake is really good, but he's coming off injury and still doesn't need to be a high-volume shooter. Chris Paul distributes but can score. Durant could come in and get 28, and that team doesn't change.
But what about JJ and if they keep Jamal?
Well, I don't know if they'll keep Jamal.
Or Redick Durant.
Just fits in. I'm just saying
JJ, Jamal.
Redick is a shooter. You got a shooter like that. You don't want to take his shots, do you?
If they're going to Durant,
if they're going to Kevin Durant, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I hear what you're saying just on name alone.
Yeah.
But not on name. He's a far better player.
The Clippers' success the whole season was contingent upon how Redick shot in the first quarter of each game. If he got off hot, which is what they always tried to do, that would get them hot. And they'd come back again with him later on in the second half. That kid is a really good shooting
guard. But I don't think they have a dominant scorer who has to have the ball. I think Durant walks into that team in terms of the ready-made teams that's right. Not Oklahoma City. I think he could walk into the Clippers and not disrupt them one bit.
Yeah, I agree. Where he's would help the Warriors, he would help the Spurs, he would help Miami, but the fit is
exactly
better.
There'd be a massive adjustment in Golden State.
Yeah.
Like their pitch to him, and we started to read these reports yesterday that you could really take some of the pressure off of Steph. Really? Screw Steph.
Yeah.
You know who I am? I'm an MVP too, homie.
Right. Yeah.
A massive adjustment there.
It reminds me of the time the Boston Big Three got put together of Pierce and Ray Allen and Kate. It was just they gelled, they complemented each other perfectly. And I think that's where it would be a really good complementary, all complementary pieces. But again, I don't think that's happening. But I would put that as fit right behind OKC.
I think you're right. I think it is a fit. I'm more concerned about disrupting a delicate balance of a team that already has really good chemistry. They just need. I don't know if this is what they need, but they do need something. You're right. The Clippers need one more thing.
That he's the guy.
I'm not quite sure if this is it, but they do need that one more thing.
I think it's the dominant scorer. That guy.
What odds would you give of that happening? I mean, they're having a meeting, which is fine, but
I would
15%? Less? More?
If I put the Clippers at 15%, I would put Golden State at 10. I would think I like the Clippers fit better than Golden State. It just seems like, well, we're just going to try to add the best player in the world to play with the other best player. It's not that simple. It's not like a LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh makeup there. You have Steph, Clay,
you have some Dre. Volume shooters.
Yeah, and now you're going to put in Durant?
Yeah, which they would figure it out, but it's not, you're right, it's not as smooth.
It's nice that they have cap room. Yeah. I don't see it. Text 441140. You really think KD wants to go through free agency speculation all year and off season again? I think that's referring to next year, getting the max deal next year. No, the reports have been, and I believe there's some validity to these, is wherever he signs this year, he's going to sign the 1-1, whether it's Oklahoma City or it's someone else. But he's going to re-sign with that group next year to get that $200 million contract. So I don't think he's going through free agency speculation next year.
Got it.
So we laid out a few teams for Durant. We mentioned Al Horford. We'll get back to him. Mike Conley. All indications are right now Mike Conley staying in Memphis. Mm-hmm. At this exact moment, he's meeting with Dallas first. Dallas is going hard for him. They're going hard after Mike Conley. They're going hard after Whiteside. Do you see him anywhere else besides those two places?
I know at one point San Antonio was rumored. I thought that made some sense, but
I think
why
he
would
wants
you
the
pick
money.
Dallas over Memphis if you're going to get the same amount of money? I don't know who's ahead of
you,
who.
You won't. Memphis can give you more.
Right.
I mean, that's assuming Memphis is willing to give the fifth year. They may not be, but I think if they want to keep Mike Conley, you have to give him the fifth year because that's really your only piece of leverage.
Yeah,
but why does he stay there? Just for the money? They have zero chance at winning. Zero. I know that's a little hyperbolic, but they don't really have a solid chance at really making anything happen. So he's just staying there for money.
I think Memphis is also making a max push for Chandler Parsons. Does that change your mind? Mike Conley, Chandler Parsons, Marc Gasol.
Zeebo's still there?
Yeah.
Zeebo's still there.
New coach.
You got a new coach.
Okay.
That's a team that knows how to win. They have been winners. They're just not – they haven't won the whole thing. I mean, they're a little bit like Dallas in the last couple years.
Who's their coach again? I forgot.
Fizdale, the guy that came over from Miami.
From Miami, yeah. I know that's a weird one, too. That's I know.
I don't know if that helps or hurts. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. The phone lines are open for you. Jim, we're going to get to you next. Lots of other names we need to cover. Powell, Dwight Howard, Harrison Barnes, and we got to touch on Rajon Rondo. We'll get to that here on the Lowdown. Watch the Sacramento Republic FC host the Seattle Sounders FC this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Bunny Field. Arrive beforehand and stop by the KHDK tent to win passes to see The Secret Life of Pets. Purchase tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. It's a Lowdown. We thank you so much for tuning in. Jason Ross, Ken Rudolph, Damian Barling, Kentucky coach John Calipari is going to join us 1 hour from now at 1:30. We encourage you to stick around for that. We're talking about free agency begins in just about 8.5 hours. We've put Durant where we think he belongs. We're talking about Mike Conley. We've settled on Mike Conley staying in Memphis or headed to Dallas. Al Horford's going to have a lot of suitors. Oklahoma City's making a push. Another one that meant to touch on there in that first segment. Actually, let's get to John. I know he's been waiting here for a few minutes. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Excuse me, Jim. What's happening, man?
Now, don't get me wrong. You guys are actually my favorite show, and I hate to do this.
Uh-oh.
But I totally disagree with you guys on your views on Durant going to the Warriors. I absolutely love the idea. I think he's going to be the missing piece. I think that basically we're talking dynasty. And I'm not a Warriors fan. I mean, I've resigned myself. I love my Kings.
Jim.
I've resigned myself to watching regular season basketball with them because there's really nothing more happening in a city that I love. So I am a Kings fan. But I like Durant going to the Warriors. And I think the fact that they lost the finals makes it an easier argument for him to be there.
Okay, first off, Jim, thank you so much for the kind words at the top of that. We appreciate that. Now we're going to tear into you. Well, here's the thing. You say the missing piece, they're already a dynasty. They won the NBA championship.
They're not a dynasty.
They're already a championship team. They won the championship 2 years ago. They were one victory away, 4 points away from winning back-to-back championships. And you think that they need Kevin Durant to make them better?
I think
better?
They need that shooting and that size. I think LeBron James not him by himself, but
yes.
The Cavaliers exposed them for who they are right now. And they need that. They need that size. They need that protection. I think they'll be unguardable if they have Durant.
I completely agree. The one thing that Golden State is lacking is shooting. We appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you so much. I just don't like it, guys. I don't know.
It
I don't like it.
And, you know, I have to say, our colleague, Mr. Grant Napier, made a great point. I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 days ago. He's like, and what does that do for Kevin Durant's legacy? If he goes to a team like the Golden State Warriors, who've already won a championship without him, went back to the NBA Finals again, had the best record in the history of the NBA without him.
He goes.
They get a ring.
He wins a couple titles.
Right.
And then he goes back to Oklahoma City and wins a title in Magic Game 7.
No one's ever done that. But
oh,
that
no, doesn't. Nobody's going to do that. Oh, yeah. No, see, he would have to win his two
Oklahoma
rings.
Oklahoma City's not his home.
So he'd have to win two rings in Golden State.
Then go to Washington.
Yeah.
With the Wizards.
And that's how we're going to base it. It's so annoying. The league follows LeBron, right? This Durant thing is a story. It's what we're talking about, the reason it's the center of attention, the reason free agency is what it is because of what happened 6 years ago at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was never as big as it was before that day when LeBron said, I'm taking my – or not even that day, but when that stuff started. You'd get in cameras watching him coming in and out of hotels and Dwayne Wade's leaving a restaurant in Chicago and –
like an episode of Cheaters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And every team he's been on in that point has been in the finals.
Yep.
So
yep.
He went to Miami. They made it every year. Now there's two titles with him. They didn't win every time. And then Cleveland, he's been there 2 years. They've been to the finals twice.
Sounds like Noah's going to New York.
Yeah.
Kim Noah's going to – before that, it's everyone's talking about it as if that's a foregone conclusion. I was wondering why Powell's name wasn't getting mentioned with the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Powell Gasol play with Phil Jackson, Derrick Rose. I thought it – I know Phil Jackson's not the coach, but
right.
I still –
he's got more power now.
Impending,
he's the man now.
He's the impending, you know, shadow
presence,
that looms
yeah.
over everything.
I don't know.
I thought he was the perfect guy there.
I just think they're too far away for Powell in his mind.
You think?
I think. Where do you like Pau Gasol then?
I still like him with the Warriors, myself. I think Horford's interesting for the Warriors. I think Pau Gasol is interesting for the Warriors. Those are two spots I think that make a lot of sense.
That makes sense to me too, because I was thinking that, and I was first going to say, isn't Pau done? But then I'm like, no. Okay, Warriors would be a perfect spot for him. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, I'll raise you.
What's up?
San Antonio.
That works too. Yeah.
That's where old guys go.
Yeah.
And suddenly, like, damn, he's still really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fits that team. But with LaMarcus there, and if Tim Duncan decides to come back.
Tim Duncan plays 10 minutes a game now.
So who starts at the power forward position?
Tim.
Where's LaMarcus? He's playing center?
Yes.
Then where's Pau?
Playing Tim's minutes.
He's playing Tim. Yeah, he's playing the rest of Tim's
So that means he's coming off the bench?
Yeah.
Those
guys have a way to talk you into it.
Or vice versa. Maybe that's Duncan coming off the bench, I guess.
Yeah, for Pau, I mean, he's already got two rings, so he doesn't have to go anywhere to get a ring. What does he want? He's already had
one more payday, I guess.
Right?
With a good team. Be my guess. I mean, because he could get a payday and go to New York, but I don't see them.
He can't stay
in
Chicago?
Not if they're getting Noah.
Right. Well, not now.
Yeah, if Noah goes there like that, they're pretty much, their free agency stuff is done.
Yeah.
They're down into the.
Could he go
to Sacramento territory with Ish Smith and those type of guys that they need to look at?
Could Pau go to Miami if they lose Whiteside?
Or Bosch?
Yeah.
I think you're asking a lot of him if they lose. I mean, because if he goes to Miami, he has to be a really integral part of that team.
Yeah.
San Antonio, he doesn't. But I guess it's a want factor. What role do you want to play with the team? Do you still want to be a dominant presence on the team? Yeah, Miami might be a good fit. An alert just came through right now that Hassan Whiteside is expected to choose, which is funny because I think he actually said state taxes will be a factor. Hassan Whiteside is expected to choose. And he also said he wanted to decide on July 1st between Dallas and Miami.
Okay.
All right. Those are the two teams we've heard.
Yeah.
Obviously, Miami wants to keep him. We heard Dallas was going to go really, really hard after him.
Could you imagine if the second straight year, like DeAndre Jordan last year with Dallas, that whole fiasco, if like changes. Whiteside flirts with it and like, it's going to be my team, and then guys fly, Wade flies in, all these guys fly in, they send all the emojis out, and
that way,
Cuban's like, what do I have to do?
Yikes. So that's interesting because now it seems like, now we know that Dirk opted out just because, you know, he wants to open that up. So with Dallas going so hard for so many players, it seems like they're trying hard to refuel that team again so that Dirk stays.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he wants to stay there, obviously.
I think so.
Give him another two- or three-year deal so that they have one more shot.
Yeah.
One more shot at it.
Yeah, Dallas never reloads fully or never rebuilds fully. They just they patch it just enough,
well,
and they're such
a
great coach
for so long. But once they lose Dirk, they're probably going to have to.
Yeah, at that point.
Well, touch on Whiteside here for a quick second. Going to choose between Dallas and Miami. We were going through our roster of free agents and placing them on teams. I thought Whiteside would be the guy the Lakers landed.
But you think he would go there?
Yes. Well, not now. Okay. Obviously not now, and I completely forgot about his state income tax because California is the exact opposite
it's
of what you want to do if you're keeping state
Give
income
me the
tax
loot,
in mind.
Give me the loot.
Exactly.
$22 million is really like four after taxes.
1,000. Yeah. 4,000. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just scribble that out because I certainly thought that would be the free agent the Lakers landed was Hassan Whiteside.
But if that's your choices and your Whiteside.
Dallas or Miami?
I think, to me, it's Miami, but that's me. It worked there. They're going to pay you a lot.
Well, what about Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade's flirting with San Antonio. He's flirting with a few teams. Is he trying to get, you know, 2 years, 25? Is he trying to get 2 years, $50 million out of Miami?
I think if you're Miami, you just got to pay him.
I do, too. I think it's insane not to.
Let him finish there. If there's another run, great. If not, let him finish his career and put a statue out in front of Dwayne Wade.
Right. Absolutely.
Some of these, this text, much like Jim's phone call, are making me laugh. I really think the Warriors need a guy like Horford. Need a guy like Horford. Mm. For what?
Yeah.
To win 74 games?
Yeah. I don't know that there's a need, but
there
I can
is
see
no
the fit.
Need for the Golden State Warriors. There is no need except to not blow a 3-1 lead. They were up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, and now we're talking about their need. Oh, they need a guy like Kevin Durant. That'll put them over the top. What are they going to 80-2 next year?
Right.
Come on, man.
And there's been a lot of talk with them over the last, especially if they're going to land someone like Durant, they got to free some money, and a guy like Bogut could be on the way out. Like, they may have to trade him.
Yeah, and now, of course, at this time of year, all of these reports start to pop up. All the Warriors are really frustrated with Andrew Bogut. It's like, really? Yeah, you close Miami, you close Cleveland out. Are we talking about any of this?
Nope.
Any of it?
Talking about a three-peat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. John Calipari joins us at 1:30. And Rajon Rondo, I think I know where he needs to sign. It's not going to be an easy thing to say either. That's coming up next here on The Lowdown. University of Kentucky coach John Calipari joins us here at 1:30. Clarification here on the text line, 44-11-40. Warriors don't need anything. My point was Horford to Durant. I think Horford fits better.
I agree with that, actually. Durant's the better player.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
Horford fits. I think Powell fits even better. Yeah. Well, once you mentioned Powell, I was like, ooh, yeah.
It's just the line that
they need
shooting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah? Shot like 800 threes combined. I think they're good.
But if you get Durant, you're not mad about it if you're the Warriors. You figure out. You're like, this is a little bit tricky, but we'll figure it out.
Right. I just want to set the table for everybody. We are in here watching a soccer game and a WNBA game.
Yeah.
It's a soccer match.
Really, you're right. Excuse me. My apologies, Ken Rudolph.
On the pitch.
The soccer aficionado. The That's not a soccer field either. No. We're watching a soccer match and a 12:30 WNBA game, and all we keep doing is refreshing our Twitter accounts, really hoping Magic Johnson tweets something live from the Staples Center.
Well, because his Sparks are playing against the – where are the Dream from again?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, thank you. And the Atlanta Dream is coached by
– Michael Cooper.
Michael Cooper. So I'm thinking he's going to be like, so good to see my old friend Michael Cooper coaching on the sidelines for the Dream.
Thanks,
About
Magic.
It.
That's going to be it. Yeah. That's going to be it.
Yeah.
I'm positive that's going to be it.
Michael Cooper did lead the Sparks to a couple of titles back in the day, by the way.
But he's thinking that Candace Parker is going to do what LeBron did.
Yes. and bring the struggling city of Los Angeles a WNBA championship.
Much needed title. They've been waiting so long for
to her hometown that she lives in for 3 months.
Out of the year, exactly.
Yeah. At most.
Yeah, she doesn't even live in this country the rest of the year. Okay, Rajon Rondo.
Yes.
I went through this list over and over and over again in terms of the best place for the player that makes the most sense for both the player and the team. It's Sacramento.
Mm.
Told you.
I don't even know. Like, I just have to eat it. It's Sacramento because I don't know if you're another team and you look at Rondo and you look at what he did last year with DeMarcus Cousins, do you have a guy on your roster now that you could do that with? And if you're Rondo, are you looking at it like you're looking at it the same exact way? Who is 38% of my assists going to go to on this roster and that roster? And when you start going through these teams and you realize New York has a point guard and Charlotte has a point guard, I mean –
Boston,
maybe Atlanta. You know, they traded Jeff Teagle. They still have Schroeder there. Like, so you just go team after team after team. The most sense for the player and the team in terms of need and what's available is for Rajon Rondo to re-sign in Sacramento.
I know yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we asked for a number. That was the cutoff. What would be your number if you are the Kings front office and we're interested – but what's the ceiling? Where
it's
you
not
go?
A number. It's years.
Okay.
I'd sign two with an option of one.
Okay, so but doesn't that change how much you give him? If it's only 2 years in your mind, you're like, okay, if it's 2 years with an option for the last, we can give you 18.
I would
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would fight the years harder. So if I was able to get a team option on the third, 2 years guaranteed, you know, I feel like you can't even have a conversation unless you start around 15 or 16.
Yeah. I think it's going to be higher.
And I was going to say it probably tops off at 18.
Yeah, I'd give him 15, 16, and then the wiggle room is 18 is my ceiling. Like, I'm not trying to give you 20, player. I can't do it.
I'll ask this texter right here at 44-11-40. He didn't make DeMarcus better. Getting him the ball with 8 on the clock is not good. Cool. Hey, yeah, I get it. But who? What's your better option? Yeah. Horrible take, Damian. Oh, no, that was about the Golden State Warriors. Sorry. Oh. I like Rondo to Brooklyn.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But if you're Rondo, do you...
I don't know.
Do you want to go to Brooklyn?
No.
I mean, just to say you're in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn is in New York.
No.
It's Brooklyn, New York, but it's not the Knicks. It's different.
And they have the young coach, Kenny Atkinson.
Atkinson, yeah. Which was a head-scratcher.
So I don't think he wants to deal with that either.
Can you, if you're the
I don't
Kings,
know that Kenny Atkinson wants to deal with that either.
Yeah. Last year, their problem was they weren't competing with anybody. I don't know how serious. I've heard Brooklyn mentioned before.
Right.
If that's the only one out there, but let's just pretend that's the only one. Can you still do your theory of 16, 17, 18? Can you offer him 1 year? I know he may not want it, but if that's your if your options are Brooklyn, who is worse than the Kings,
mm-hmm.
or Sacramento, yeah. who's comfortable with, I might then say, okay, I need a little bit of leverage here.
Maybe you
we go 1 year.
You're right. Yeah, maybe you have to gauge the market
and then say, I know it's a lot to pay. You'll be our highest paid player, but let's revisit this again. I don't know that I want to do two or more with him.
Can you do one and one?
I don't know.
I don't know who the option. Right. I don't know who you get the option though.
It's
and I don't know if Rondo would allow the team to have the option.
It's
because how bad does it look if you sign a 1-1 and the team doesn't take the option?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wouldn't that automatically devalue him on the market next year? So just trying to think like an agent. I don't know. I can't find like someone. Give me a better fit. The Nets are rumored 2 years, $37 million. What's the math on that? About where we had it, 18?
Yeah, 18 and a half.
Yeah.
Woo. So it starts at 16 and moves up maybe, or starts at 17 and move up. They're normally not equal, you know, contracts. They move up from year to year. I can't find a better option for the Kings, and I can't find a better option for Rondo. I get Brooklyn. I don't. Is he on Sacramento? Is he on the 2015 Sacramento Kings? You know, 2015-16 Sacramento Kings 2.0. If he goes to Brooklyn,
I don't know. He might be. But
I mean, is he looking at another 33-win season? I mean,
I
guess
if security, if they're like, if they come in and say that 2 years, 3 years, four, like if they're offering more, I can see where the athlete says, I'll take the security, but I don't know. I don't know what their ultimate offer is.
I mean, if they're offering 3 or 4 and Sacramento offers 2, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But if that's the number, what do we say, 18 and a half roughly?
Yes.
Then that leaves the Kings 13 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So is your move Rondo and
– You're going way down.
But you can't even Curry and then just something.
Right. You can't even get Deion Waiters if you re-sign Rondo for that amount of money.
And
but you have no choice. You have to sign him at that, right?
The same coach and you're what, 35 wins again? I just – Is that?
And it's crazy funny because that doubles his salary.
Jason said this during the commercial break. Rondo to the LA Sparks. I think the Sparks have a point guard.
I want
to point that out. He could get a lot of assists. To Candace
hey, you know
Parker,
who does,
though, that's for sure.
I don't know if he wants to go there or not because I don't know how stable the team is. But does Houston have a point guard?
That's actually a decent spot.
Yeah, Patrick Beverley, right? So
he could
bump
him
out.
Well, I know that's what I mean. So
okay. I think there's a few
that
spots.
Would work.
There's a few.
I guess that would work. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
but that—I mean, obviously, that doesn't mean anything. But we haven't heard anything regarding Houston going after Rondo. But they do need to go after a point guard.
What about?
And what is? I don't know Houston's cap space either.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I was going to suggest a team that I completely forgot. I was going to say a team
Rondo's
that's always aggressive
weird
is Dallas. But I go, wait, he had a meltdown.
Yeah,
Dallas.
Right.
But
I'm right.
Like, they have 2 free agent point guards.
If the Kings can forgive DeMarcus every year, the Dallas Mavericks can forgive Rondo for the transgression of that particular
season.
But
they've changed
coaches. But can they?
They haven't.
Yeah, like you can, you're constantly hitting the reset button in Sacramento. Dallas is pretty stable. That's still Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
That's still Rick Carlisle.
Yes. When they would
That's
give
still
him,
Rajon Rondo.
When team-wide they agreed to not give him a playoff share, I went, ooh, there's
yeah,
that
that's
was
bad.
Serious. Like, they'll even
that's
just,
next
your,
level.
Take your $80,000, but they wouldn't even give him that. I'm like, yikes, what happened there?
Roll with Collison and Curry. Better ball movement, better defense.
Okay. That's one of my – it's not a sexy plan, but that's where you got to get great with your other money.
And that's the thing is there – because we – I've said this like 5 times this hour. We go through this free agent list, and we're getting down into free agent number 47, 48, 49.
Kent Bazemore is going to change the
team.
Right.
But we know – and then this is where I feel like such an idiot is because Rondo doesn't change the team.
Yeah.
But he is –
the biggest need.
The best point guard available that the Sacramento Kings have a shot at signing.
It's very true. That's the reality they're in.
This is an insanely frustrating topic.
Yeah. Imagine being a general manager.
Yeah. Because you see those things out there. You're like, I want him. You can't
get
him.
You can't do it. That's why I think, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but there'll be maybe a new trend.
speaking of trends, is playing overseas becoming a sexier option for potential NBA hopefuls? We got that in Three the Hard Way next.